This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
So this is Florida Georgia Line?
Yeah, isn't it garbage? Listen to this pandering in the lyrics. He says, this mixtape's got a little Hank, little Drake. Let me try to relate to you kids.
Let's hear. Turn it up. Sounds great.
It doesn't sound great. This is garbage.
I'd be bombing. Yeah, this sounds country to me, Trey. This sounds like NASCAR.
This is garbage.
It sounds like NASCAR to me.
This is garbage.
This is what all your people listen to.
Not my people.
Oh, no, really?
I don't claim
them.
They're
sponsoring the NASCAR race.
Well.
Powered by.
Yeah.
Have they sung the national anthem at a NASCAR race before?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, you've seen them.
I don't know. I don't watch NASCAR. So.
I didn't know people had this kind of hatred towards Florida Georgia.
Well, one person does. They're very popular, so I want to know how many people actually hate them.
So we saw in Missouri, we go to Big Cedar Lodge, and they have different bars. And they had a guy up there singing with just a guitar. And he said multiple times, I'll sing anything you ask me to sing, except Florida Georgia Line. I won't sing their crap. And he kept saying it over and over. He said, no whining and no Florida Georgia Line. We ain't doing that. So people feel strongly about Florida Georgia Line.
I had no idea. I knew from the sound that there's going to be a certain segment that were like, that ain't country. I just didn't know that. I thought they were just whatever. Ooh, people don't like them. See, that's very melodic. It's very poppy. So I get why people might think it's not country. I didn't know they were hated, though.
Ain't no twang in it. We need some twang.
Do either one of them play instruments, Trey?
They probably mimic playing instruments.
So they fake it in the video or something?
You think they fake it?
More than likely.
So, Trey, do you like country music?
Yeah. I like George Strait.
That he ain't country.
He's better than country, country music, actually.
No, I didn't think you did. I think you're just...
You just hate on them because you don't like their look. You don't like their look. That's why you don't like them.
Right.
No, I hate that.
You should like Luke Combs. I mean, you kind of got his look going on.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I hate country more than any other genre.
And it doesn't make any sense, Baytown boy.
Well, when you grow up listening to it your whole life, it grades on you.
So you should have gone to the rap concert with me last week.
I was going to.
You were?
Yeah, but I had to cancel because of personal.
Pierre Bourne, you were going to go?
I was going to go see Pierre Bourne. That's my favorite producer.
Really?
Yeah.
I went. It was great.
Did you meet Pierre?
I didn't.
Were you all like, yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
No, I didn't say, yo, Pierre, how about you? No, I didn't do any of that.
Oh.
No, well, I don't care about that. I just wanted to go and hear the music. It was awesome.
It sounded like it was great. I like Pierre Bourne. I bought a ticket, but I couldn't go because personal stuff.
Oh, no. I hope everything's okay.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay. So, most recent worst to first NFL teams. Last year, Washington went from 3-13 to 7-9. That's not
whatever.
Great. Not great. How about the Bears? 5-11 to 12-4 in 2018. Philly in 17 went in 16. They were 7-9. Then they went to 13-3. Jacksonville, 3-13, 10-6 in 17. 4-12, 13-3. Dallas in 2016. Washington, 4-12, 9-7. Happens every year, actually, except 2019. It didn't happen. It basically happens every year that a team will go from worst to first. All right, what are the best chances? Detroit finished last in the NFC North. The Jets finished last in the AFC East. The Bengals finished last in the AFC North. Broncos in the AFC West. Falcons in the NFC South. Eagles in the NFC East. 49ers in the NFC West. And the Jags finished last in the AFC South. Who has the best shot, worst to first?
Are the 49ers the 40, top odds?
I mean, yeah, you get your quarterback back, plus you draft a quarterback number three overall. They weren't a horrible football team. They were 5-1 when they won the turnover battle, and went 1-9 when they didn't last year.
Do we believe that Jimmy Garoppolo is that type of dude, or just we believe competency because of Kyle Shanahan is enough? Because we actually think Jimmy Garoppolo is the difference between being that bad and a Super Bowl run. I know he was there for one and not there mostly for the other. Or is it, well, we just believe in Kyle Shanahan.
I think we believe in Kyle Shanahan, even though he said one winning year?
Yes. And all the other ones have been double-digit loss seasons.
Yeah. So I think, but it's in large part, which is why they drafted Trey Lance, is they just can't count on Jimmy. They gave Jimmy all that money. You're going to be our guy, and we just can't count on you. When Jimmy's around, they're pretty good, even though it was mostly the defense that got them there. They still got to the Super Bowl, and yeah. I mean, did anybody have Jimmy Garoppolo's run in the postseason that year was one of the worst, probably runs to the Super Bowl by a quarterback ever. It was just simply awful what he did. Threw for 80 yards twice, I believe.
That's a Tannehill type run, right? Tannehill didn't make the Super Bowl, but he had something similar.
Right.
And isn't that the same year? Didn't the Chiefs beat them and then they beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the Chiefs won that game, right?
Yeah. Tannehill had that. You can look at Derrick Henry and go, well, why would you need him to pass the ball when Derrick Henry is doing what he was doing and what that defense did through the first two games? This is why I have my questions about the 49ers. You are depending quite a bit on the magic of Kyle Shanahan and the return of guys like Bosa and others, but offensively, is that running game going to just simply propel them forward again in what we consider a passing league? Is Jimmy Garoppolo enough with the likes of Ayuk and Debo Samuel to make a Super Bowl run? I mean, I don't see it. I'm going to have to be convinced, but there are a lot of people who believe simply getting him back and Bosa back are going to be enough to go from worst to a legit Super Bowl contender.
I wholeheartedly agree. I think the 49ers win that division. I do. I think that they're talented and they will be much, much better. And again, it happens every year. It happens almost every year that a bad team turns into a good team. And in large part, it's look at the injuries we had the year before, and that's the case with the 49ers. Now, the Jags are a different story. They think that they have the best chance of going, of all of these teams, going worst to first. I don't know. I guess the news out of Jacksonville is that Trevor Lawrence is really good, and he's playing really well. But are you putting that on a rookie to win? Now, that Carson Wentz went down is a huge plus for them, that the Texans are so piss poor that, you know, the other team standing in your way is the Tennessee Titans.
Who don't have a great defense.
Who don't have a good defense at all and are so run heavy that they're very beatable because they keep everybody in games. They've been a good, really good football team, but they've got to win close, hard-fought games, which keeps you in the game. This is probably the easiest of all the divisions. Hey, listen, the 49ers division is probably the toughest in football. The Rams are going to be good with Stafford. The Cardinals are the worst team there, and they're going to be pretty good, and Seattle's pretty good. So that Jacksonville is coming out of this division without Carson Wentz in it.
And imagine thinking Carson Wentz is, considering his play the last couple years, is such a big deal. But it's another issue or thing where the coach is driving that particular talk. Now, the Colts are good and they've been solid quite a bit the last couple of years. Phillip Rivers was good enough to get them in the playoffs. We know under Frank Reich they've been a playoff team, but Carson Wentz was not good, and that is why he was available, and that's why he's a Colt. But the thought is, well, as long he's back with Frank Wright, so we'll get back to what, or possibly back to what he was before his injury. Maybe. The Colts and the 49ers are very similar in that regard. The Colts didn't have the injury issues last year, so they were able to make a playoff push. But I see them the same. Actually, I see the Colts as better because they've been solid over multiple quarterbacks. But it's a lot about the coach and who they believe in, not necessarily the quarterback who's playing. Because why would we think Carson Wentz is such an upgrade over Phillip Rivers? Particularly how bad he's been.
No, and Phillip Rivers threw for 4,000, even though it was not dink down the dunk, field. Yeah, it wasn't down the field. Yeah, listen, I think the Jags. I can't believe they would, but I think the Jags are maybe should be the favorite. I love the 49ers. The Eagles are another team. Every team in that division sucks, so they've got a good shot. Even with Jalen Hurts, we'll find out. The Falcons actually have a decent shot because they got to get through Tampa. But the Saints have a possibility of really falling off without Drew Brees, and the Panthers are the Panthers with Sam Darnold. So they've got a chance. I don't think the Broncos have much of a chance. The Bengals are in a tough situation with the Browns and the Ravens in their division. The Jets, forget about it, with the Bills and the Lions. They're the Lions. So there's a good three or four teams that actually
who
have
would
a
you
shot.
Put money on today?
Of all of those teams?
With the odds and your thoughts about the teams and the divisions combined.
Probably the 49ers, but I could certainly see the Eagles too. Everybody's so high on the Cowboys. We'll find
out.
For
what reason?
I don't know.
They haven't learned their lesson, people, about the Cowboys?
They're going to disappoint you. Trust me. It's what they do.
Sorry, Trey.
Trey, your team sucks.
I know.
Yeah.
They're going to win the Super Bowl this year. Hey, wait a second. They got Dan Quinn.
And?
He's going to make the defense better.
He did so well. I mean, he just kicked ass last
you know,
few years.
The funny
Atlanta.
Thing was when Dan Quinn, like they were on the goal line, the Falcons were, and they were down like 16 to like 10. And then Dan Quinn, it was fourth and goal. And Quinn was like, let's just kick a field goal.
No.
Remember that?
No.
I don't watch enough Falcons football.
I have to watch a game of theirs. No one cared.
Good point.
Yeah, that's what the Packers did against the Bucs.
And they're still hearing the jokes.
And they're still, yeah. All right, Keith on the other side. We'll get to some Texans talk. I also want to get the ranking for Astros minor leaguers is out. Their top 30 prospects. A couple of thoughts on that. On the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. The number, if you want to call in here, 713-780-3776. Keith wants to get in here and talk about his Texans. What do you say, Keith?
Guys.
How you doing?
Good morning. Last year, the Texans got their asses kicked at the line of scrimmage way too often, played a huge role in their demise. And you look at the D-line, they let Watt go, and I don't see where they made any upgrades. And it looks like they're counting on some of them same bad players from last year. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm discouraged. Maybe I'm wrong. On the O-line, they made some changes they needed to, and it looks like they're better according to the critics. We'll see. Look, they couldn't run the ball. They couldn't stop the run. To me, that points to line play. It's got to be better. But really, the only hope this team has of being competitive is to me, and I know they were terrible last year, is they got to have a running game. You got to be able to chew up some clock. You got to be able to keep that bad defense on the sideline. But I'd like to get your guys' thoughts on the O-line and the D-line going into this year. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. We'll see if Marcus Cannon can stay healthy. We'll see how they're going to do it. They're talking about Titus Howard's been playing some guard. We'll find out whether or not that works. Is Lane Taylor going to be healthy? is, you know, is it going to be Charlie Heck? Is it going to be Justin Britt, Justin McCray on the offensive line? Is Roderick Johnson coming back again? I guess he's projected to. We'll see. They have to run the ball, and I believe they'll be better with Philip Lindsay running the football. They're going to be better, although you don't have Deshaun, the threat of Deshaun. Tyrod Taylor doesn't pose nearly the threat to throw the ball downfield, so maybe you can sneak your safeties up and be able to stop the run better. They do. They need the ball control. They need to run the football much better. I mean, it won't take much to be a better running team than they were last year.
They've invested far more in the offensive line. If they're going to have a strong unit as far as the two, offensive or defensive line, it has to be the offensive line. It's not Casario's issue in terms of who was drafted, but Sharping and Howard and Peng Tunsil, those are legitimate resources. And then you bring in Marcus Cannons. Those are legitimate resources given to that group. The defensive line, they drafted Blacklock. That's about it as far as actual legit
in Collins. They brought in.
But these are guys who are off of other teams who weren't great,
yeah,
who are now on the roster. They legitimately invested in the offensive line. That one has to be the one who shows up. The other one I could be like, all right, whatever, street free agent, young draft pick who played in a bad scheme for him at least last year. This one, the offensive line has to be good.
I'm not sure that they're not going to be better under Love. I know they're going to be better under Lovey. They're going to be better under Lovey. And I know you lost JJ, but I think you can find some pressure maybe with Shaq Lawson, maybe with Charles Menehue being better, maybe Malik Collins is a little bit better inside. We'll see. Maybe Vincent Taylor. We'll see whether or not they're not. I think as a whole, they're going to be a better defense. And yet, yes, their offensive line is better. They have put more into it, a lot more into it, including bringing Marcus Cannon in, which could be a nice signing. But I think they're going to be better on both sides of the ball, if you want to know the truth. They're going to be able to run the football more, even though Deshaun isn't there to pose a threat throwing the football.
Why are you so sure about that, the running, when no one's going to be afraid of a downfield passing game?
I don't know that you're not going to be afraid of the downfield passing game.
Tyrod Taylor's not a push the ball down the field guy.
They don't exactly have burners that are going to crush you either.
Brandon Cooks and maybe Nico Collins will win some.
I think they're going to be sneaky.
Sneaky what?
Sneaky.
Competitive?
Sneaky. I think they're just going to be sneaky. I'm going to keep it there.
What does that mean? Thieves? What do you mean sneaky? Are they going to be sneaking around taking stuff from people? Sneaky what? This is enough. You said enough already.
You said
all you need to say.
No, I need some hope is what I need.
That's fine, but you said sneaky. I'm trying to figure out what that means.
Sneak around. They're gonna.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're going to skulk around or sneak around?
They're going to sneak around.
That's not a ringing endorsement.
I'm trying to find some.
You could at least said sneaky competitive.
Well, that's what I mean.
Okay.
But I can't say it with a straight face. Yeah, it's really hard to do that. No, I don't think,
that's your answer. There it is.
There it is. I don't know.
I've said before, I think there'll
just
be
a certain
if
they get their ass kicked by the Jaguars, this is going to be horrible.
They're going to have less talent than the Jags.
Well, they're going to have less talent than everybody they
so
play.
So there's a real shot to get their ass kicked. Now, I think there is a competence. Tim Kelly showed to be a competent coordinator, at least with Deshaun Watson at quarterback. Lovie Smith has a track record. Now, he hasn't called an actual defense in years now. I don't know. It might be he's been a head coach for a long time and has had DC's calling plays. So it's been a long time since Lovie Smith has been a defensive coordinator. Let's see when's the last time Lovie Smith called a play? He hasn't called a play since 2003.
That's not that long ago. He's older. He's an older gentleman.
Yes.
So that's not that long ago.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
So you hope Now, he's been active in football, being a head coach for the Bucks and the Bears. So he has been around good defenses, particularly with the Bears, when he was first starting out as a head coach. But in Illinois, he wasn't the defensive coordinator, and that was a bad football team for most of his tenure there, why he got fired. I just hope Lovie still has something in the tank. That's all. And if he does, then there's certainly more competency than we had under Anthony Weaver here, which would lead the defense to at least being in the right spots.
That's going to be a key. Actually, guys in the right spots for a change. That'll be different. Are they as talented as they were last year? I think so. I think they're more talented than they were last year, especially on the defensive side of the ball, not the offensive side of the ball. Yeah, defensive side of the ball, they're much more talented. Even though they lost JJ, they'll get Roby back after one game. Don't forget, he missed 7 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
and
get him back for 15.
And you know the team just going to love him.
You got Desmond King.
Terrence Mitchell.
And
Lonnie Unleashed.
You don't even know what that means.
I don't, actually.
What that's going to mean.
Justin Reed in a contract year. You'd hope the play would improve because money's on the table.
Yes.
Christian Kirksey, who Joel will tell you is not very good, former Packer. We have Jordan Jenkins. I was listening. Well, Lance called someone who knows Jordan Jenkins while I was there, and I listened, and the guy thinks he'll win that job. He'll take that job from Whitney Mercilus as one of the down rush ends, I guess, so with moving to the 4-3. So possibly they should be better overall. I mean, JJ has the name, but he wasn't a high-end talent last year. So overall, solid players, possibly with a competent DC. You've got a chance for a much better defense, and much better, I mean, from being one of the worst to ever take the field, to maybe being in the 25 to 24 range, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the offense helps you by not, you know, a lot of three and outs.
You get up to the 24-25 range, that's a huge improvement.
Well, I would tell you last year they shouldn't have been as bad as they were. It's just they had not a very good coordinator.
No, they didn't have a very good coordinator. So that brings you up about 5 or 6 spots right there.
Yeah.
And I think you got more talent. So now the offensively, that's going to be interesting to see.
How many
sustained drives you can have.
If they can run the ball, which the offensive line should at a minimum provide, you would hope, that you're going to be able to shorten games. Look at us treating the Texans like they're some FCS squad having to play Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
We need you guys to shorten this game. Just run the ball.
No.
Throw short passes.
Exactly what they have to do.
Throw short passes to make sure the clock runs. Yeah. I don't care if it's a 3-yard loss. We just need the clock to run.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
That's it.
Make sure the clock is continuing to move. Shorten this game. Like their army or something. Yeah, I mean, 24, 25 defensively, maybe you're probably in that range, you hope, offensively. Maybe that gets you to 4 or 5 wins.
Oh, here's some bad news. Quarterback Jeff Driscoll banged up his throwing arm during practice.
Is that bad news?
Well, yeah, because medical staff took a look, and then he went right back to work.
Oh, I didn't let you finish.
that's where it got bad. No, we don't want that to for our guy.
He's one of our guys now.
He's one of our guys. That's our guy, okay?
Played at Louisiana Tech, so he's got – I don't think he was born in Louisiana, but Jeff Driscoll had a nice back half of his college career after flaming out at Florida State – I mean, not Florida State, Florida, where he was not good.
Oh, wow. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6 is the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6. 10:27. I want to talk right now. My man, Scott McGrath, last week, Hawaii came to the house, sprayed everything. It's going to be on a regular basis. Hawaii or whomever it is going to get to your place, and they're going to do an unbelievable job. I don't know how your mosquitoes are. Mine are non-existent because I got the mosquito murdering system. And trust me, with this rain, they're going to continue to come out. It's going to continue to rain, and you're not going to be able to sit in your backyard. And you want to sit in your backyard when it's nicer out in the fall. It's going to be nicer out, and you want to be out there. Well, guess what? You can't sit outside because of the mosquitoes. I can because I got the mosquito murdering system. McGrath Pest Control, they kill everything, every kind of issue that you might have. Termites, you got termites, you need him right away because it's eating away at your house. Ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. If you got bed bugs, you're gross. So you need to call Scott McGrath and get him over to your house immediately. 281-469-8240. 281-469-8240. These are the only guys I would trust in my home. You will too. 281-469-8240 or McGrathPestControl.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
So it was not going to be easy to sign Usman Garuba, but he has reached a buyout agreement with Real Madrid. His clause was said to be worth $3 million euros, and it was going to become even more expensive in future years. It was apparently now, NBA team can only contribute to a player's buyout with his international club, but only up to 775,000 euros. Dollars, 655 euros. That meant if he wanted to make the leap to the NBA, he was going to have to shell out a goodly amount of money. And he did. The Rockets, apparently, he came to a deal that he's going to be able to pay them off in installments. He's been with Real Madrid since 2017, but now he's a Houston Rocket. It was going to be difficult, but now that seems to be out of the way. That's good. Because I didn't think, honestly, when I saw that story, I thought, I don't think we're going to get, this is going to be another one of those Euros you draft, and then you never see him.
So he was the 23rd pick overall. He's going to get, what you mentioned, what, 775K from the Rockets going towards it. So he still owes Real Madrid about $2 million, over $2 million.
Over $2 million.
I'm trying to figure out. What I'm looking at is the guy who got drafted 23rd last year and see what his contract is to see how much of that will get taken out of Garuba's salary. When will he actually start earning money? When will he be free and clear of Real Madrid?
Well, he's doing installments, so...
Sure, but he's still working for them for now as far as those payments. Some of those payments will, I don't know if he's doing it quarterly or however it's worked out, or will they have direct access to his NBA paychecks?
In the long run, hopefully pans out for him. This may be one of the reasons that he lasted till 23rd, but it also might be that you're the 23rd overall pick and you ain't going to make it in the NBA.
Uh-huh.
This is a nice spot for him with a lot of young players. We've got to see how he plays, and We want to give him every opportunity as opposed to being on a good team, you know, that you're not going to even see the court. In the long run, it could pay big, but it's a risk. He could continue to make money over there.
And then come over when it was time, when he was out of his contract.
Right.
So Leandro Balmero,
that's what I'm saying about the 23rd overall pick.
Was the man draft. I don't think he's come over. I think he stayed. He was another European who was drafted, and his cap figure was $2.3 million+. That's kind of where you are. I don't know what a signing bonus was because he's not actually on the Minnesota roster. I think he stayed in Europe maybe partly because he had his own deal. I'm not sure. Maybe he didn't want to come over. He plays for FC Barcelona still in the Spanish league, but is the property of the Minnesota Timberwolves, 6'8", 200 pounds, about 20 years old. So in that same position, another guy decided, I'm staying. 2.3 is a lot of money, but not when you owe another team just over $2 million yourself, $2.25 million. So appreciate Usman coming over, but it does feel like he's still working for at least Real Madrid for a little bit until that gets paid off. How long does it take to pay that off when you're the 23rd pick if you're doing it in installments?
Well, if he's 2.3 behind, It takes 1 year. Because he's got to work for 1 year for free.
Yes. But he's not
it's going
to
take him longer.
It's
going to
take him longer, yeah.
But it's still only a year behind.
It's a year worth of his deal.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right. So, you know what? It could be well worth it. Or he could be a bust and...
He's like...
But he'll probably have a job back there anyway.
He could go back.
Yeah, he could go back. He could always go back. But he, but losing, you know...
That one hurts.
2.3 is still losing 2.3.
I mean, I don't know about endorsements here, but maybe hopefully he can be the guy who's speaking for stuff over there.
I don't know. Is there any big paella places here that you need a Spanish guy speaking for you?
I don't know.
All right.
But maybe he has... Maybe he can get an endorsement over there. Being the NBA player who played for Real Madrid, I don't know how it works over there. But I would like, if I were him, I'd be trying to make that up someplace somehow. But don't take it from your agent. You don't want to owe them too.
Well, now, if he goes the Luka route, he's going to be okay.
Yeah, if he's one of the best players to ever step foot on the court as a young player, yes.
Right. One of the best young players ever. Two all first team, all NBAs already, and a $207 million extension. 22 years old, $207 million Supermax extension already for Luka.
And the Mavs brass flew over to Slovenia to offer it to him personally. I mean, I get it. You want to show care for your player, but did you need to go over there? I mean, what?
Yes.
Was Luka going to turn down to? Were they concerned he was going to turn down 207?
No, but you're showing how much you love him.
Well, I think he'd prefer go get me an extra ball handler. So well, I'm not throwing
them. It's not like they wasted the money on the flight. They can't get them.
No, it's not that. I think, you know how you show me you love me? Help me get out of the first round. Help me. Go get me players to get out of the first round.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking for. You know what?
But and you flew over to see me in Slovenia.
That's fine. But you know what? You should have made Kyle Lowry an offer he couldn't refuse. That's what would have helped me. Or, you know, maybe I don't want to get stuck with Dorian Finney-Smith again and Tim Hardaway Jr. again. Go get me another player. Make a trade.
Why wouldn't you want Finney-Smith?
Get that sleepy Latvian off my team.
Yeah, just, you know, I heard Siakam's up. Somebody wants to get rid of him. Can you go get him?
Yeah.
I heard Goran Dragic doesn't want to be in Toronto.
He had to apologize.
He had to apologize for that.
He was speaking of Slovenia.
This is not my first choice.
He was in Slovenia doing an interview with Slovenian TV. And he still had Heat gear on, one of their culture shirts on, and he's like, "Yeah, I have higher aspirations than Toronto, the team who apparently is like, hey, we just won a title a couple years ago. Stop throwing shade at us." But then he goes, "Well, I mean, they won a title, and I never have, so that was inappropriate. Let me apologize.
It's a bad translation.
Yeah,
not really.
No, you meant it. I think his preferred location would be to play with his countrymen in Dallas. Mark Cuban has tried to get Dragic a couple times. He screwed up a trade during the Jimmy Butler offseason where he would have had Dragic. I'm sure Luka would have appreciated it. Now he may be a guy who they go after again. But yeah, Luka 207, big deal for him. But I'm gonna need some extra players.
Yeah,
some help.
We're running out of time here. If you haven't heard, Deshaun Watson not expected to travel to Green Bay with the Texans, which should not be a huge shocker. Tonight, the Rockets and the Pistons, the number one and two picks overall, going to be playing. It's a nationally televised game on ESPN. They've got a triple header, and the Rockets are in the middle of it in prime time. So that'll be fun to watch. Astros back at it. You like Jake Odorizzi tonight?
I don't like Jake Odorizzi ever.
You gotta like Jake Odorizzi. I don't dislike one time.
This is where he turns it around.
This is it.
I don't dislike him as a person per se because I don't know him, but I'm never all that confident that he's gonna, you know, turn it around.
He's got to face John Gray, who's 7-7 with a 3.67, a 1.24 WHIP. He actually has had a pretty decent year. He's actually not horrible. So Odorizzi need to step up against Jake Odorizzi. Jake Odorizzi needs to step up against the miserable Colorado racists.
Alleged.
Well,
and the team itself isn't racist. It was a fan who allegedly said something.
Well,
we can't paint the entire Rockies that way.
Well, if you're okay with it, that your fans are screaming for Dinger during the game.
And it sounds like something else.
Sounds like something else. Then, okay, I guess if you want to be that guy, okay, Rockies. All right, if you want to be like that, then okay, then I guess we're okay with it.
The Rockies got to be like, oh, in a league where black players are diminishing at an alarming rate, they had to have a black player up there at the time. What were the odds? What were the odds that Dinger would make an appearance
right.
where one of the few black players in the league was up to bat?
Who knew it?
And the Rockies like, damn it, damn it. Damn
why
it.
Couldn't a white guy be at the
why
play?
Why couldn't it have been
why
anybody
couldn't a
else?
Guy?
It was like a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
It was. You could see him yelling, Dinger!
Dinger! And he's looking around going, what?
What?
What happened?
That is an episode. You know what? That could be an
it
episode.
Is. I hope they write it.
That would be funny. That'd be hilarious. All right, News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Why? How did the Cleveland Indians screw it up again? How did they screw it up? How could they screw up again? We'll tell you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, News of the Weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5. So we know that the Cleveland Indians have changed their name. Trey, do you know what they are?
The Cleveland Guardians.
The Cleveland Guardians. Unfortunately for them, the website domain is already taken.
Who took it?
Somebody. Somebody took it. A male roller derby team in that city has been using the Guardians name for nearly a decade, and it owns the website tied to it as well. So they're going to have to fight it out. If they've been there with the website, Indians, you're screwed on this one.
They didn't do much research. Like that, they should have bought that team out and that name out long ago. If Guardians was on deck, they should have. You know, the Washington football team had the same issue. The guy had a copyright for multiple things, and they're like, you know what, we're just going to go a football team for now. And now they're going to have a second season of it. Because
I liked your baseball pun, by the way, Dell.
What pun?
You said on deck.
I wasn't trying to. It just happened to be. It just happened to go that route. Washington football team did the same thing.
Yeah.
Be prepared.
Well, that's why they didn't take. That's why I think that's one of the reasons why they still haven't even named it, because a lot of the names that they wanted, apparently, or a name that they wanted, they couldn't get the website.
Can you make your Twitter handle the Cleveland Indians?
At the Cleveland Indians?
Yeah. Like, can you say, like, hey, follow me on Twitter at the Cleveland Indians.
Well, I think they may just be at Indians right now. So
right, but when it's gone.
You want to just be at Indians?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, you know, like
for
somebody will
team?
Be mad and they'll at you and you'll get all the hate and you can go on Twitter
but
and
why
say.
Why would I want all the hate?
I don't know. It'd just be funny.
For who? Not for me.
It'd be funny for all the people watching.
Looking at me catch. No, I'm not going to do that, Trey.
No, Trey, don't.
You could start a GoFundMe and call your company the Cleveland Indians.
I don't have a company.
And you can yell at, you could tell people to go F themselves,
Trey,
like on South Park.
I know it's News of the Weird, but relax.
Barbie.
No.
Barbie apparently is having some problems. They released an inclusive Tokyo Olympics collection. But apparently they forgot to put any Asians in it.
Huh.
Hmm.
So is it just a blonde Barbie dressed up in Asian garb?
There's a black Barbie. There's four white Barbies.
Okay.
Brown hair, blonde hair, medalists, no Asians.
Do you think Barbie decided not to because they're like, look, if, depending on how we design this Asian Barbie, we're going to catch it. Do you think they're like, nah, we're not going to do it? Because, you know, if they try, you know, if they're going to get the Devin Funchess treatment like what he did with his the eye thing or the Juventus women's team. Do you think, like, you know what? Nah, we're not gonna. We're not even gonna try.
But no,
were they worried?
You have to represent.
Were they worried?
Barbie have no ability to represent the Asian community, just the black community? We're just gonna. Okay, here's our doll. Now we'll just
make
paint
it a different
her.
Yeah, I think so. They would have to paint. They would just probably paint. If they're not going to do anything with the facial structure of this Barbie to avoid any issues, they would have to just paint the Asian Barbie a different coloring, and maybe they didn't even want that issue. Like, look, nah. I wish they would expand. You go light skin Barbie. You go redhead Barbie. You go tan Barbie. Asian Barbie? Nah.
Nah.
No, we don't need
We don't need that heat.
No.
Utah Governor Cox. Governor Cox. His name is Spencer Cox. Apparently, he got a letter from a citizen of Utah who's none too pleased with him. He demanded that he change his name from that foul, dirty, and obscene surname of Cox.
He can change it to the Guardians.
No.
No, it's taken. Trey, didn't you hear?
Yeah. Is it COX?
It's COX.
Then what's the problem?
Apparently, it's a problem. Dell, I don't know if you heard. That seems to be an obscene, gross
name. I don't know.
Name.
Bobby Cox, Charlie Cox, right. The guy who played Daredevil. Cox is a consistent name in the world. It's fine. You can be called, your last name can be COX. It's okay.
No, apparently not. Apparently not to that Utah citizen. Okay. Are you Mormon? No. Do you know what he's thinking?
I think he might need to relax a little bit.
A Missouri cab company, I don't know if I'll be in one of those anytime soon. Apparently they won't pick up any vaccinated or masked passengers. We don't allow any type of masks in our vehicles.
So what
we
do
are
they
very
do?
Against the vaccine and don't allow people on our vehicle that did get the vaccine.
So they will ask you beforehand if you got it?
Yes. And if you wear a mask, we're kicking you out.
And of course, normally someone who gets asked that when you're jumping in a car, you're going to assume they want you to have the vaccine.
Yes.
Like, so it's a little bit of a trap. It's entrapment.
Yeah. Yes.
That's why you Uber.
Well, and
if Uber is available in that area.
Yep.
Considering the rules they have in place, Uber may not be a thing in that part of the country.
That's a good point.
Florida man. You notice that the housing market has just ballooned, right? So he tried to sell a home. Only problem was it wasn't his.
That's a problem.
The real owner, Mark Winchester, was staying at his second property when he got a call from the caretakers. Have you changed the locks on your doors? Their key, which was provided by us, would not work. Apparently, a few days later, the caretakers found a realtor's lockbox outside the house with the new keys. But guy never wanted to really sell his house. So that's not a bad little scam.
My mom is...
Hey, you got cash for the down payment? That's what we need.
So you want... Yeah, cash only for this down payment. My mom's trying to sell her house. Hopefully she doesn't have that issue as well.
A former sprinter from Poland, sprinter Marcin Urbas, apparently she demanded that Namibian sprinter Christine Mboba go through a sex-affirming test because he can't believe that someone could run her times that is definitely a woman.
So a male sprinter...
asked
took issue
with a female sprinter's times and said, we need to test you.
So in a race
let's take a look.
So in a race he has no stake in, you're not competing against this person, correct? He decided to get involved.
But he's questioning why she's better than
him?
He was at her age.
Why don't you mind your business? It has nothing to do with you. No one's going to even connect you to. No one cares. Like, we had this issue with the weightlifter, and some people didn't like it that she had transitioned from a man to a woman, you know. But this race doesn't have anything to do with you. And if he gets canceled or whatever, this is on you, buddy. This is a case where you just mind your business.
But apparently she has naturally high testosterone levels and she's barred from competing in races 400 meters and 1,000 meters. He said,
He doesn't even believe
she's a guy.
He goes, no, she's a guy. Naturally, that's because she's a dude. That's why her testosterone's so high.
Sorry.
All right, man. Good luck.
Yeah. Sorry. We're not doing that here anymore. Apparent more anti-vaccine news, Dell. Anti-vaccine protesters stormed BBC headquarters. Unfortunately, they moved out a couple of years ago.
They stormed an empty building?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice research you guys did.
Hey, dumbasses.
No one cares.
Maybe if they did more research on where the building was and not looking at Facebook for their vaccine rhetoric, they would have known.
You
make a point.
Like, you're right,
Trent. But hey, before we get this operation started, are we sure these guys are still here? Let's make sure.
Let's make sure that's still where they are. All right, we're done. Dell, it's been great working with you over these past years. This was our last show together. I just want you to know I've said a lot of negative things about you.
And I believe every one of them. Yeah. I get it, John. I let me finish your sentence for you. And I still believe what I said. I know what you're going to say. You're Gallagher. I know you. Get the watermelon out. Hit it with a hammer. I know who you are. Thank you for your less than kind words. I feel the same.
It's been good working with you. Have fun with Charlie and Joel. And Jeremy. So you're going to do great there and whatever you do in the future. And we're going to go forward. Lance and I will continue. Next week we start up the show. Aaron will be producing. So best of luck and have fun with Lance on the last couple of days of this week.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, let's just keep him on track for 2 days. That's really my only goal.
Trey will keep the show right online.
Right.
All right. Trey, it was good working with you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, I'm off for the next few days. I'll talk to you again on Monday, everybody, with the new show. Y'all have a great week.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. When the crowd goes wild. Real fun sports.